Unit 15, claim, basic expressions. Please give our claim your favorable consideration.
Please examine the matter and send us the goods to meet the shortage as soon as possible.
As regards inferior quality of your goods, we claim a compensation of US$10,000.
We shall lodge a claim for all the losses incurred as a consequence of your failure to ship your order on time.
Any complaint about the quality of the products should be lodged within 15 days after their arrival.
Our customers are complaining of the inferior quality of our products.
This seems to be a very clear case, and we hope you will see your way to make a prompt settlement.
We regret that your claim on shortage cannot be accepted.
Our investigation shows that improper packing caused damage. Therefore, we have to refer this matter to you.
As the goods are inferior in quality, we are returning the whole of the 20 cases and must ask you to replace them.
We very much regret the mistake in article number, which resulted in you receiving the wrong goods.
The goods we received do not tally with the sample on which we ordered.
In view of the long business relations between us, we wish to meet you halfway to settle the claim.
We hope this unfortunate incident will not affect the relationship between us.
Apparently, the shortage is due to omission in packing.
In view of our friendly business relations, we are prepared to meet your claim for the 25 tons shortage weight.
We are sorry that the quality of our goods did not turn out to your satisfaction.
We can assure you that such a thing will not happen again in future deliveries.
Enclosed is the surveyor's report on the 3 damaged cases.
Here's a survey report by a well-known lab in Houston whose testimony is absolutely reliable.
Conversations. Dialogue 1.
Hello, Mr. Brown. How are you? It is nice to see you again.
How are you, Mrs. Wong? It is certainly a pleasure to see you again here. I hope you had an enjoyable trip from London.
The flight was really long, but it was comfortable, so I do not feel very tired.
I'm glad that you had a pleasant trip. I hope you are comfortably settled and find things at the hotel satisfactory.
Everything is perfect, thank you. Well now, Mr. Brown, if you don't mind, I'll get to the point.
Okay. You want to take up the subject of the Arbutus, don't you?
That's right. You see, Mr. Brown, you have probably been advised to the serious damage done to the last consignment of 60 cases of Arbutus. Upon its arrival in London on board the SS Cornea, it was found, much to our regret, that about 50% of the cases were leaking. Closer inspection by the health officers showed that the contents were considered unfit for human consumption.
Just a minute, if you please, Mrs. Wong. Have your people in London discovered what were the exact causes of the leakage? It was rather a singular case, for thousands of tons of this product have been exported, and this seems to be the only case of a shipment being damaged en route.
I am sorry I have to say it was not en route. It was definitely damaged prior to loading onto the SS Cornea. You may think it a singular case, yet the fact remains that this has made it necessary for us to file a claim on you. Here, Mr. Brown, I have brought along with me the certificate issued by the London Health Office. It speaks for itself. As to the causes, closer inspection and examination by our cargo handling people revealed that the leakage of juice was brought about by damaged tins. They were evidently broken through careless handling while being loaded onto the ship's hold in Sydney Dock.
As I have said before, the whole business is most unfortunate. We have never come across such a case of damage during loading.
I have to remind you that our terms are CIF Port of London. While we have full confidence in your Commodities Inspection Bureau, this is a case that occurred after their sampling and analysis at the factory, and the broken tins through careless handling and deterioration of the contents en route brought about this state of affairs. Now, Mr. Brown, you are well aware that our business has just started this branch of activities, and the losses thus sustained will be a blow to this department. I am sure you will think it fair on our part when we suggest that the total value of the parcel should be reduced by 50%, and that you should give us an allowance by way of credit for the amount to be set against our future purchases of canned fruits from you.
To be fair to your company, I am directed by my Sydney branch to settle this issue with you amicably on the condition that you give us a certificate issued by your health department. Now that this is available, I think everything will be in order.
I'm so glad to hear of your ready agreement. Your fairness in business dealing is unsurpassed. Shall we send you a letter confirming this?
As soon as you send us a letter confirming this conversation, we'll send you a reply immediately.
Thanks ever so much for your cooperation, Mr. Brown. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Dialogue 2.
Mr. Brown, I'd like to talk to you about something that is getting to be a problem. I'd like, if possible, to see it settled at this meeting.
What is it, Mrs. Wong?
It's about the quality of 300 cartons of dried mushrooms. They reached us 2 weeks ago and were immediately examined after they arrived. To our astonishment, about 20% of them were moldy, and in many cartons, there were even small brownish bugs crawling in and out of the half-eaten mushrooms. We can't accept them in this state. They are unfit for human consumption, and the Medical Officer of Health has issued a stop notice on them.
Is that so? So far, we haven't had any complaint of this kind. Our mushrooms have enjoyed a good reputation for their superior quality for years. We are really at a loss to understand why your lot was found moldy and worm-eaten. Have you any evidence?
Certainly. Here's a survey report by a well-known lab in London, whose testimony is absolutely reliable.
Though everything may be as you say, there are many factors involved. What's more, your surveyors have not mentioned any cause for the damage.
The mushrooms were packed in small, 1-pound plastic bags, 60 of these bags to a carton. It is stated on the surveyor's report that external conditions of goods at the time of survey are all sound and intact. So it is obvious the cause of the damage is that the mushrooms were not completely dried before packing.
As you know, before shipment, the Commodity Inspection Bureau inspected the goods in question. They concluded that the goods were well dehydrated from fresh and choice material and up to standard for export.
I think the Inspection Bureau at your end, when effecting inspection, only selected a few packages at random. These happened to be up to the standard. The part that was not dried properly most probably escaped their attention. As the amount in question is only 20% of the whole shipment, I think it's only reasonable that you should compensate us for the loss.
The inspection certificate, which is based on a random selection of 20% of the consignment, as we've agreed on beforehand, is considered final and binding upon both parties. We do not accept any claims for compensation for loss incurred in transit, because you bought the goods FOB Houston and on shipping quality, not on landed quality. Your claim, in our opinion, should be referred to the insurance company, as the mishap occurred after shipment.
We've already got in touch with the underwriter, but they have refused to accept any liability. They attribute the accidents to the effects of dampness during the long sea voyage.
That's a matter over which we could exercise no control then. I'm afraid I have to insist that you approach the insurance company for settlement, that is, if you have covered this risk in your coverage.
To my regret, we failed to cover contamination. This is an unfortunate oversight on our part and a lesson to us.
Otherwise, the insurance company would no doubt have entertained your case.
Well, live and learn. It seems we'll have to waive the claim.
Substitution drills. 1. 5 cases were found broken and the units inside seriously damaged.
Really? That's something unexpected.
5 cases arrived in a badly damaged condition.
Really? That's something unexpected.
5 cases out of the whole lot were found soiled.
Really? That's something unexpected. 2. The goods were in perfect condition when they left here.
According to our survey report, the damage was caused by poor packaging.
The goods were in perfect condition when they left here.
According to our survey report, the goods were carelessly packed. 3. According to our survey report, poor packaging caused the damage.
That could have happened in transit due to rough handling.
According to our survey report, the quality deterioration occurred in transit.
That could have happened in transit due to high humidity and temperature.
According to our survey report, the breakage took place during transit.
That could have happened in transit due to improper stowage. 4. Please look into the matter and have the case settled immediately.
We'll check it up with the parties concerned right away.
Please see your way to make a prompt settlement of the case.
We'll get in touch with the shipping company and see what can be done.
Please do your best to bring the case to a satisfactory close.
We'll take the matter up with the underwriters and give you the result as soon as possible. 5. Our exports have to pass a rigid inspection before they are shipped. Our inspection bureau won't let go anything defective.
As much as I respect your inspection bureau, it's obvious that the fruits are no longer suitable for consumption.
Our exports have to pass a rigid inspection before they are shipped. Our inspection bureau won't let go anything defective.
As much as I respect your inspection bureau, one has to admit that the goods are quite useless now.
Our exports have to pass a rigid inspection before they are shipped. Our inspection bureau won't let go anything defective.
As much as I respect your inspection bureau, it's clear the goods aren't fit for our purpose.
Six. Our surveyor stated that it was the inferior material used that caused the quality deterioration.
In a case like this, one cannot rule out other possibilities.
Our surveyor stated that it was the improper packing that caused the damage.
In a case like this, one cannot rule out other possibilities.
Our surveyor stated that it was the carelessness on the part of the manufacturers that caused the shortage.
In a case like this, one cannot rule out other possibilities. 7. We have no alternative but to lodge a claim with you.
We'll certainly consider a claim if there's sufficient evidence.
We have to file against you a claim for $5,000.
We'll entertain a claim if it is supported by adequate documents.
We have to make a claim with you for a compensation of $3,000.
We would accept a claim if we were at fault. 8. What are you going to do about this?
We'll send you correct products to replace the wrong ones.
What are you going to do about this?
We'll send you new products to replace the damaged ones.
What are you going to do about this?
We'll send you quality products to replace the imperfect ones.